He's totally confused.
Our contagious friend is Skeen. He's just another person in this party of five now.
Yeah, it's like a D&D campaign that goes nowhere.
Is that all of our D&D campaigns?
Yeah, we do stuff.
They last like 10 minutes, and then you end up killing the quest master or whatever.
I like your explanation of D&D.
And then you went in, we're like, oh, we've got nothing else to do.
Anyway,
so it's basically
question time. Question time!
Is that your jingle, is it?
Done. Pretty much.
You should get a gong. Gong!
Just ask any question.
Is it possible to be allergic to water? Yes.
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah, there's a girl that's allergic to water, and it like burns her skin, and every time she cries, it burns her skin. It's quite sad.
Why is it called a soap opera when nobody sings?
Because the reason it's called soap. Is because
they used the daytime TV
to sell soap.
Yeah.
The adverts, they were the main people who were funding these programs.
Really?
Yeah. They sold it to.
So
made
boring.
Them,
yeah,
so.
Those are shit questions.
I've got a question for you though. Can mute people burp?
Yes.
Because
yeah.
It's the air.
Is it not like vocal cords?
No.
No, it's like
You just used your vocal cords.
I know, but you just go like that.
Okay.
This is just air.
Do I love In the Night Garden? Apparently they're doing it live.
No fucking way.
Yeah.
You have to go see it.
It's amazing.
You know what? I bet there won't even be kids there. It'll just be all a bunch of like hungover people or drunk people. Like,
just waiting for the flat noise.
Just waiting for the...
In the Night Garden is one of the best like kid shows ever.
A lot of people would disagree.
Like, it follows it follows the family of like the tweenies and Teletubbies. But then it surpasses them so much.
Why are you talking about In the Night Garden like it's such it's like genius,
John.
Well written. It's just farting. It's just farting. It's a little a blimp. Here comes a minky dog.
This is amazing.
I like the blinky blonk.
The blinky blonk and the whoopty doop.
No, it's just this train.
Even little families, the little model families that live in the tiny wee houses, they fart constantly. Oh, it's amazing. I skipped to that bit.
I can't like talking about it like it's.
He has dreams about it where he's actually in like the blimp.
I enjoy it.
She has a tear after every time.
Fucking a pickle. Does he wash himself constantly?
Does he?
Or ride around his scooter?
He doesn't have a scooter, that's Macapaca.
Wherever one has a scooter, I don't care.
Macapaca is the one who ranges rocks all the time.
It's like a giant one.
Pebbles.
Yeah, I think so.
Pebbles, even.
A fucking stupid show!
That sounds amazing. Throw a ring into my stones.
Pretty much. Who are the three ones?
Oh, they're hilarious.
I can't remember.
They're brushing their teeth and they kiss me. It's like. And then brush their teeth with big massive fucking things. And then they swap, take their pants off.
They go to bed.
Go on, Steven.
I don't like Googling for shit. I'm gonna just.
I've gone to the toilet for shit.
You're not funny.
I'm funny. I'm very funny. You all feel happy.
we had you for a year, less than a year. Wait, no.
You're not gonna be here.
We didn't have you for a year, we were happy.
Yeah. Cares and shit.
Why don't we get Peach to ask hypothetical questions? Who's always asking?
Yeah, I don't know any hypothetical questions, really. What can I ask you that you just won't answer?
I won't answer, but I will answer.
Yeah, well, no,
that's the point of it.
The thing is, difficult questions.
Yeah.
It's easy asking anything, surely.
Fucking.
Fucking.
Would you fuck a wah? Or would you fuck
I don't like asking the either or questions because they seem a bit too cheap and easy. I mean, would you rather?
That's like saying,
who would
you rather have sex with, Jennifer Aniston or someone, you know, I don't know.
No, well, that's cheap.
Brick.
Jennifer Aniston or dead Jennifer Aniston?
Probably Jennifer Aniston.
I don't know, she's quite hot when she's dying.
She wouldn't say no.
Oh.
Oh.
Yeah, I don't think like Jennifer Aniston's standing there going.
To be honest, she's desperate for a baby. So
where is
this the fuck is Jennifer Aniston?
Friends.
Rachel from Friends.
Fucking, what's her name?
Jennifer Aniston!
No, she looks like, I can't remember other things she's in.
Friends?
Well, that could be any one of the fucking, I mean,
we just told you. Rachel.
She started that haircut of the 90s.
I can't remember
what
I had for fucking breakfast. Am I supposed to remember some fucking Hollywood stars?
You don't have anything for breakfast. Yeah. You weigh only 10 stone.
Yeah, but still.
That's why you can't remember. And you're taking drugs all the time.
No, I'm not. I'm not taking drugs right now.
No, it's because this is an intervention.
This is an event. Yeah. Of boredom.
Are you there?
Yeah, we invite him around. I was like, stay here.
Just well, like Hotel California.
All right.
You can leave. Why?
Hug him.
I already hugged him when I was there.
Hug him now.
It's awkward though. He's like,
yeah, I went on the chair.
Stinky bugger.
Right. Would you rather have your leg rolled over by a steamroller?
Well, basically lose it.
Would you stick your hand in a fire till it burned off?
I think I'd rather get the steamroller.
For the fire.
To be honest, the steamroller pulls quick.
But it would only take three minutes.
You've got no control over that.
No, if it's going slow, then no.
Well, the thing
you
is...
You've control. You've got your leg there. I'm going slow.
Yeah, no, but just the steam roller, you have no control of. The hand, you could pull out.
No, till it...
No, it's
so your hand.
Yeah, but who's holding it?
Someone else. Pushing
a wizard.
A big Russian guy.
Big Vlad.
Give him a tickle.
Vlad.
No, he's holding your hand going...
He's either bald or he's got a moustache.
Phoebe's a bit curious. Give him a kiss.
Yet.
So your plan is to try and seduce the
Russian man,
the Russian
force
man.
Or you can
man.
Answer the
he's
question.
A eunuch.
He probably put both hands.
I have
in
a steamroller.
Steamroller, okay.
I still have a leg. It
you
may be flat.
But so you'd rather lose your leg than.
I think I'd rather go for fire to be quicker.
It won't be quicker.
It will be.
Till it burns off.
Till it burns off. Only fucking 3 minutes.
Till it burns off.
Till it burns. Only 3 minutes.
You'd probably still pass it with the pain.
Yeah,
how much of your leg?
Your bone doesn't burn quickly, Stephen.
But it cauterizes. Whereas if you're getting your leg crushed in and it's still going and you're waiting, you probably bleed to death in half the time.
It flattens it.
It's not a cartoon.
You're not going to get a bicycle bump afterwards.
I just put my finger and thumb in my mouth and just blow.
Oh, okay, that's going to work. Yeah.
You get some muscles as well.
Yeah.
Mm. What'd you do?
I'd just lose a leg, I think. I'd like a wooden leg.
Really? I'm the only one who'd have my hand burned off.
Yeah, I don't think...
Yeah, because then you wouldn't be able to play guitar. What
about you?
That's the point. Yeah.
I think I'd do the steamroller as well, to be honest. Because, as he said, there's...
You mean you could probably get a discount in the moon?
No, I was in my
leg. Leg or something.
Well, there's more options for you if you have one leg.
Got in my right hand, I could probably get some sort of hand that held a pick, and I could go like that.
Claw.
I wouldn't be able to. Going to become an attraction piece where you can play the guitar, but it's in a very
there's
fucked
a guy,
up way.
There's a guy.
There's a guy with like a stump and like a.
Yeah.
He's
fucking
like,
amazing. He's really good.
He's like. Well, he's like elbow in the shit
yeah.
of his guitar.
But,
or just like play with your feet.
Although I have tried to do it with a pick in between my elbows. It just doesn't work.
Yeah.
Why have you tried that?
Because I just thought to myself, how hard would it be? I mean, if I had to lose a hand, I'd probably go for the right hand.
Spoiler.
Because most bad guys would think, oh, well, if he wants to keep his... It's like, what are you, left hand or right hand? And then they'd probably force me to write, and I'd probably write something, and they'd be like, okay, well, they go, well, you obviously need his right hand more, so they get rid of my right hand. And I'd be like, haha.
So are you saying hostage would do this to you?
No, I'm saying if I was a hostage for like gas, they'd probably get rid of the arm that I'd want the most. What they think I would want the most.
Yeah.
Right, okay.
So they'd probably get rid of my right hand. Whereas I'd actually
right,
down my left hand.
What would you say if you seen a moose on top of a hill and it just caught fire?
A moose or a mouse?
What would you say?
A moose.
Was that the question? What would
like
you
a
say?
Moose. Oh, like a moose.
A moose.
Yeah. What would be your initial
antlers.
Reaction?
Oh,
right. you're just walking and just seeing
no,
it.
No, you mouse.
It's a tiny bit of flames.
That's
weird. What would you do? What would you say?
No, what would your initial reaction be?
I guess I'd just step back and just go, oh my god, a moose just exploded. And
then
get on
no, but
it
didn't actually explode. It just caught fire and it was just like...
I don't think Skeen should ask this question.
I would talk and go, that's global warming.
Well, I guess I couldn't do anything about it.
Touch and shake your head.
I wouldn't be able to do anything.
Global warming strikes again.
I just have to watch the poor thing burn to death.
Here's a better question. What would you do if there's a moose in front of you?
Run.
Like standing
run
right
in the supermarket, because
yeah.
I've seen the videos of them in there.
I'd talk and go, that's global warming. It's so warm outside.
Shake your head out.
Moose is... The mooses are travelling. They're migrating now.
To cooler climates.
To cooler climates.
What would you rather kill, a reindeer or a moose?
Probably a moose. Mooses are ugly and they have more meat on them.
So you've got every animal in front of you.
Right.
Every animal.
Somehow. Okay.
Yeah, it's like Noah's Ark for some reason. But there's only one, not two.
Alright, fine, yeah. One of each animal in front of you.
Yeah. What would you kill first? Them all.
Snakes.
Okay, well, that's but obvious for you.
Probably some sort of... I don't know. I think I try and get the biggest thing out of the way first. If I'm...
Why?
Am I supposed to be killing all of them?
No!
Alright, fair enough.
You're not popping them all off of the world.
I'm just like, busy killing them like no emperor. I was like, what are you doing? Oh, I thought you said all of them.
Only one.
Alright.
But he's basically going... Do it, one of them.
Just get a steamroller
and roll
them all.
Fucking mosquitoes, man.
Okay, I got a question.
Midges, even.
I should have said mammal. Really.
This is another desert. This is another desert island question.
Elephant.
Right.
No.
I thought you said cool, elephant.
But it's right. Okay. Right. It's another desert island question.
Right.
You're on this desert island and you've managed to somehow, you know, you're going to get off in 3 months. You've managed to say send a distress signal, and it'll take them 3 months together. You are on this island, and it's an island that, well, it's got truffles on it, right? And you've got a dog or a pig. Which one are you going to go? Which one are you going to keep
pig
alive
for 3 months?
Oh, wait,
for 3 months, yeah.
Oh, that's
a dog. I don't think a dog would eat as much as a pig.
Because you've got to feed the dog as well.
Yeah.
So then, you repeat the question.
It's an island, truffles, right? And you've got, basically, you've...
You do realise truffles aren't the chocolate thing.
Yes or no?
Okay, cool.
And, yeah. So you've got a pig or a dog.
Okay.
Well, you've got them both, but you have to make a decision, because obviously...
I'd pick the dog, because the truffles are going to be eaten really quickly with the pig.
The pig would...
Well, the pig would find it better.
Like, what?
Yeah.
The dog wouldn't be familiar with it.
Oh, sorry, I thought you were leaving
the
island.
No, you're on this island. I mean, all, it's like, the island's...
I'd kill the pig.
We don't need...
I'd just go and fucking... Get a fucking stick.
You don't
go around the...
Yeah, but that's not gonna last you for 3 months, is it?
Truffle Island.
Well, neither is a dog.
Why is this one of them?
A dog, but if you keep the pig alive... And the pig finds truffles.
Well,
you can feed
trained...
the pig. No, pigs are good at finding truffles.
Yeah, but they eat fucking loads, though. The dog
yeah, yeah. But the pig will find the truffles. The dog won't be familiar with it. If you have the pig and the pig finds truffles, you can survive off truffles, and the pig can survive off truffles.
But
where
it really has truffles, so what kind of pig
can
is
I eat
it?
The pig later?
If you want.
Can I eat the pig first?
I want the best meal possible.
If you...
no.
But what's better,
dog
meat or pig meat?
Apparently it tastes like duck.
Dog.
No, dog.
Dog tastes like duck.
Yeah, it was on the hairy bikers. They ate it when they were in Vietnam. His dinner actually came. He was like, "Oh, it's a little jar across all." He's like, "Oh, kind of tastes like a bit like duck."
But Stephen, like, so you're saying this island is full of truffles?
Yeah.
Why the fuck do you need to find them that hard?
Well,
yeah,
I don't say
so.
Obviously, you need to track. You need to track them.
They scurry around. little truffles.
Why not just make, like, you know, go to Italy?
Make a tarpaulin and fucking...
Italy.
Yeah!
Just like, fuck this desert island, I'm going to Italy.
You're missing the point. You're stuck
what?
On the island.
Let's...
How did they know you're on the
island?
Like, if they told you that you were on the island,
we're making... No, you're stranded.
How are you supposed to know you're on the island?
The whole point of the being stranded on the island.
It's Truffle Island. You're stuck on Truffle Island, but you don't know where the truffles are. Only a pig knows where the truffles are.
And you went there to get truffles?
No, you got stranded on Truffle Island.
So how do you know there's truffles there?
Because you look at your map and you go, this is Truffle Island.
Then obviously,
there's a sign that says Truffle Island.
So
then I'd find the corpses and find out first.
Or sorry, there's a mountain with a Satan's face and go, well, Truffle Island has a big mountain that looks like Satan.
Yeah, wouldn't there be any other
that means obviously
what Satan looks like.
No, but that means obviously
hordes.
Lots of people are coming.
Scary face.
No, boy, you've got to eat your dog or your pig. Fuck that boat that comes once a week.
You're holding
a gun.
Oh, it's not a civilized island.
Why do you just wait until fucking sea
birds fly
over?
You can't just go to Italy.
So you're just going to go to Truffle Island? I'm going to turn the island.
Yeah, stuck on Truffle Island!
You're playing with the way Italy crashed on Truffle Island.
I mean, to Venice is quite good.
Yeah. Fucking shut up about Italy! You got stuck on Truffle Island!
But you'll
is it
leave.
Shaped like a fucking... How the fuck do you know you've got 3 months, you're going to be spending 3 months there? Because if somebody sent you a message, you'd be like, oh, why didn't
you
send somebody there?
You managed to send a message.
You sent a courier.
Okay, see you in 3 months. Well, okay, I'll say you had your ham radio.
Why is it taking 3 months?
You said
not made from pig.
Stephen, how long?
Alright,
I don't think there's anywhere in the world where it would take 3 months to get you in an emergency.
It's a Dundonian rescue service.
Somebody still says, even if you're for the Arctic, I'm pretty sure they would get to you soon.
Why do
we quicker than that?
Okay, fine. Ryanair's gonna rescue you.
It's not
well, that's what truffles are for.
Don't worry, you've got lots of truffles.
Yeah, but you can't find them.
What's wrong, Ryan?
Truffle Island, everyone knows there's truffles on it.
So, apart from poking holes in your hypothetical question, the way you would want us to answer is either would we eat the dog?
I think he knows what he wants you to say,
right.
And whatever you say on the opposite, he's going to argue with you.
Yeah, pretty much.
He did!
That's the whole point.
It's meant to be one of those conundrums.
It was.
Useless.
Why don't you just fucking walk into the fucking
the
ocean and get some fucking fish, make some fucking net
out
the fucking pig skin,
and
then fucking
try and.
Or.
But would you know how to train a dog?
Or do you want us to do that?
Yeah.
Just do what Skeen said
water.
And find water and fishes.
No, not in Truffle Island.
It's the most saltiest place ever.
It's
yeah.
A
Truffle
Island
is salty.
It's just a
mushroom. It's like, you know, it's a big ring.
If it's Truffle Island, I'm pretty sure there's no short of supply of truffles on it. So you could just fucking probably, if you find you walk around, oh, there's a truffle.
Named Truffle Island. Just like, I wonder where the truffles are at.
But there's shitloads of truffles and you can't only keep one alive.
Only one truffle.
No, one of the animals.
Just stop.
I'll say, okay, how's my change thing? There's enough truffles to last 3 months.
With both of them.
So there isn't enough truffles?
No.
Well, I'll just fucking still walk to the fucking water
you,
and then fucking...
You would then ration
or
him.
Are you inside
yeah.
A fucking well?
Eat the pig and ration him and, like, smoke him.
How are you going to find the truffles?
Yeah, you can make pork scratch.
I got lots of fucking time to kill.
Yeah, 3 months.
Three
but you need to live off
truffles.
A truffle.
That's fine.
Yeah, but that's, like,
got,
every day I'll find one that's good.
I've got bits of pig that I can eat in the meantime.
Yeah, but that's not going to last you forever. It's going to rot.
No, I'll
that
last
a month.
Pork scratch and just fucking roast it.
Yeah, that last a month.
And if it's salt, it's fucking really salty
yeah,
island
really
anyway.
Salty,
you can just
yeah salt it.
Directly.
Your plan is terrible.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Or just
enough.
Go to Italy.
Pig it is.
Pig it is. Okay. Right.
What?
No, you have to answer.
I'd go to Italy and be like, I get some truffles.
You
like,
want
sure.
Some truffle
you mean
from
France,
them?
Actually,
aren't they like known for it?
No, France.
Why are you giving? Why are you buying truffles?
Oh, who gives a fuck about Italy or France or own truffles?
You go to
the fucking Truffle Island.
That's a question,
Stephen. His question, his answer to your question was, "I'm going to go to Italy and buy truffles."
Right. So, what are you going to do in the meantime for 3 months on Truffle Island?
So I'm actually on Truffle Island.
You're on. You're stuck on Truffle Island with a pig and a dog.
And people know Truffle Island exists.
Nope.
But only 3 months. Won't come.
So it was rumored. It's like Skull Island in King Kong.
Easter Island.
That's weird.
So like, I wake up and I go, oh my god, I'm on Truffle Island.
Yeah.
It's a hypothetical question.
I just eat pig. Fuck okay.
It. And then fuck it.
And then
you
what?
Said.
No. Yeah, there's a dead pig. Gonna fuck it before I eat it. Spit roast it.
It's a live pig though.
Oh, I once saw one of those pigs getting carried. You know, to be put on a spit roast.
Oh, alive. Yeah.
Walking with it.
No.
No being eaten today.
It was dead, so what it had is it had a hole in the mouth, it was like no teeth, so that was kind of like widened up, and it had a hole in its anus, and it was just right through. Most disgusting thing I've ever seen in my life. You literally saw the right through the pig.
Yeah, it was gutted, didn't it?
Yeah, but right through the pig.
Yeah.
The day in Bulgaria, like, you've seen like massive fucking things with like pigs asleep.
You want to go to Bulgaria?
Yeah, Bulgaria's alright.
That's good, it's cheap. The beef or cigarette.
Booze, basically. Can we tie this up?
Yep, sure.
Meatball. That's
finished
us.
For now.
See ya.
Sure.
Fuckers.
Yeah, sure.